Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Makeup or Breakup. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be a five-minute hero by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
It's Fitz in the Morning, and welcome to Make Up or Break Up. We do it every Tuesday and Thursday around this time where Northwest couples voluntarily join the show, talk about a lot of the drama going on in their relationship, and what we do is we just try to get together and help them out. And as always, after this, we really need your advice. I want to welcome to the show Sarah, who is from Olympia. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, I'm all right.
All right.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much for reaching out on Facebook, and you grabbed my attention when your Facebook message said, "My man won't argue." So as we sort of corresponded back and forth, you say it's ruining your relationship because your boyfriend Jeff will not argue with you?
You want to fight?
You want to argue?
Well, he won't have a healthy discussion about anything, you know? And occasionally, like, we don't always agree. I know we don't agree. He must be harboring some kind of resentment about whatever. But, like, I think we should hash stuff out sometimes, and he just never wants to do it. And so I feel like he's always caving and nothing's ever getting done. And like, I don't want someone who's going to agree with me all the time or go, yeah, fine. I just want to, you know, kind of get to the bottom of something.
That maybe he doesn't want to argue or fight with you because he just wants to avoid confrontation? Like, he just doesn't even want to go there. Has he had any past relationships where maybe that's gone on and he doesn't want that to happen in this relationship?
Well, I asked him and he won't even say. Like, he won't even, I don't know. You guys talk about, like, relationships and stuff all the time. I just figured we'd get to the bottom. Like, I can't get to the bottom of this on my own. So let's put it on the radio and figure it out, I guess. Like, what the heck?
All right, so you also know he's on hold right now. He's hearing every bit of this. And I'm sure he has. It's weird you say that because I actually read a long time ago that it's really good for couples to have a good once-a-month all-out argument.
I've heard that many times. To let out
their frustrations, to tell each other how they feel. So maybe it would be a good thing if he did, you know, sort of argue back with you every once in a while. The fact that he's silent, you don't like that at all.
No, it just doesn't feel right. And it's just like, it's annoying now, and I don't know.
I have a quick question for you,
Sarah. Supposed to argue, right? Couples are supposed to. You like what you said. I don't know.
Did he used to argue with you, meaning, did he argue for a while and then just suddenly stopped? I'm driving at something here.
No, but now we live together, so there's just more issues, I guess. Right.
Drew, I think what you're saying is if he used to argue and now he's not arguing, I think what you're trying to say is there's a possibility that Jeff could be cheating on her.
That's not what I was thinking at all.
I don't think that's what you're saying.
No, I was trying.
On the other hand,
is that what you're saying?
Fitz is onto something. It may be a sign of trouble. I agree with that.
Right, because it could be a sign that he doesn't care.
You too, Claire.
And if he doesn't care, that means he doesn't want to put his energy into it. He doesn't care enough.
Right. I didn't go as far as cheating, but he's not caring, and that is a problem.
I really didn't think he was cheating on me. Now you've got me all spun up. I don't think he's cheating. I just think we've never really fought about anything, but now we live together, so that's the difference, I guess. But
okay.
I don't know. Now you think he's cheating. What am I supposed to think about that? Oh, my God.
Well, hang on. He's on hold, and we're going to get his side of the story in just a couple of seconds. So hang on. I'm going to take a few more notes. I'm going to get a few more details, and we'll chat with Jeff. You basically want your man to argue with you a little bit more because you say whenever you bring something up, if you get upset, he just sort of shuts down, doesn't ever respond.
Well, yeah, nothing.
Nothing at all.
No even healthy discussion is what I call it.
Well, I want to welcome to the show right now, voluntarily jumping on, our buddy Jeff from Olympia. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good. How's it going?
Well, if I tried to start an argument with you right now, would you argue or would you just shut down and not respond?
I mean, that depends. I mean, how good a listener are you?
Okay.
I think that's what I was getting at.
We might have gotten to the root of the problem.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Jeff, I mean, you've been hearing all this. I'm sure it's weird being on hold. as we are talking about you. But you know what? There's two sides to every story. How do you want to respond to your girlfriend, Sarah?
I mean, I get where she's coming from. I'm sure it must be kind of annoying when you're expecting to start, turn everything into a huge argument that I don't really engage. But I just feel like every time she tries to ask me any question about, like, which way should the toilet paper go? What should we do for dinner? You know, what time should we go to bed tonight? What should we watch on Netflix? It's not, you know, it doesn't matter what I say. It's like she needs to contradict. She needs to disagree with me. So everything just turns into an argument, and that leads to us resenting each other. And I don't know what I do. I don't know why this happens. It was really frustrating for me, and then I decided, what's the point in engaging? So I just kind of shut down and go with whatever she wants.
So it sounds to me you don't like the fact that you feel like there's confrontation, or that she wants confrontation when it comes to anything and everything, right? You don't want the confrontation. On the other hand, Sarah, it seems like in some way, shape, or form, you are craving a response from him because you just want that attention, I think. In a way, I just feel like you want to know if he's really into you.
Like, you make that sound bad. I don't want attention. I just want his opinion about something. And for him just to go, okay, whatever, all the time, it just doesn't feel right. Like, he obviously has an opinion about something, and it's just not worth it to say it. I don't know.
Right.
Do you agree with his characterization, though, that you do it about every little thing?
Well, I don't know.
It might have built to that.
Yeah.
All right. It could be that she's looking for a reaction, so she's looking at it for everywhere.
833-822-BULL. You could text the show to 96459. Writer the Youngin, go ahead.
Do you ever feel like you might be setting up the argument just because you want that response?
I think she wants some validation.
Yeah, but I mean, do you ever catch yourself setting up for an argument when it shouldn't be one?
I don't know. Like, I went and got all these canned goods because everyone's like, coronavirus, get canned goods.
Right.
So I got all these canned goods, and then he rolled his eyes at me, and he's like, and then I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, nothing, never mind. So I wanted to have a discussion about it, and there was nothing, like nothing at all. And he's like, so he was obviously like thinking that maybe I went a little overboard or whatever. But
I mean,
maybe,
Jeff, she does maybe deserve a response. I mean, you just can't be a dead fish. You got to respond sometimes. And let me ask you guys this. Sarah, what do you love about Jeff?
Well, he's funny and kind and wonderful.
Okay, Jeff, what do you love about Sarah?
She knows what she wants. I'll say that about her.
Oh, all right. Again, text to 96459, make up or break up, 833-822-BULL. Listen, if you guys feel like it's worth another conversation, I would like to pass you the number to our therapist that we use in Renton. He guarantees you 2 free appointments. If not, you know, please turn up the radio. But I think you guys just need to figure out if you're really into each other, you know?
Okay.
I would like to figure that out myself.
Right.
Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go.
Here we go. Hang on, guys. 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. I'm going to go to Cassie in Seattle. Again, Insta-therapist. We could really use you right now. Just for a few minutes of your time this morning. Cassie in Seattle. Hi, Cassie.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think, Cassie?
I think people fight because they care. If they don't fight, it's because they don't care. And it sounds like he's on the way out. I think it's super healthy to have that once in a while, like you were talking about, you have that major blowout and then you break the back springs, make it up. But he doesn't sound like he's in it.
Yeah. Hello.
But do you agree,
that's
Cassie,
the best part,
that it could just be just another case of he may not be checked out for good. He may just be like sick of being in the same room with her for 2 months and having every little argument.
No,
he's talking about every little thing. He's like, it's about the toilet paper. It's about whatever.
Yeah.
It's true, but I think that being stuck together for 2 months could push you to that point where you're like, you know what? I'm done. So it could be either way. Maybe they need to work from home in separate rooms or something, but... mm-hmm.
Cassie, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to give us a call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, Mike, the relationship specialist in Redmond is on. We love him. Good morning, Mike, my friend. What do you think? Do we have a makeup or breakup here?
Good morning, crew. I think this is a makeup for sure. Him not giving feedback to her I think he's okay living like that, and I don't think it's some sort of passive-aggressive thing. But I'd like to twist this, if we can, and look at it through a love language kind of thing. And I think for her, words of affirmation are really important. So him not giving feedback is not giving words of affirmation to her, and she doesn't feel loved.
Right. Wow. She just wants something. She just wants to know that he's going to give her any attention, right? That he cares in any way?
Right. She's not looking to get angry. She just needs some feedback from her man.
Oh, she needs a little TLC, doesn't she? A little tender love and care.
Did we lose Mike?
Mike, are you there? Oh, man, we love you, Mike. Call back if you want to, Mike.
Well, here's a counterpoint to that. Our friend Taylor Gets Tiny here said, sounds like she's picking fights just to find a problem or cause it. She's bored and she's a gaslighter. So she's saying it's kind of on her for making this problem. Hmm.
Jane and Spanaway. Jane, your husband is just like the girlfriend here?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And you know what it does? It shuts you down. It makes you kind of numb after a while. They want a response to everything you that they say. They want you to, yes, affirmations. And I feel bad, but it's been 34 years of it. I got to say, it has really shut me up and kind of, I don't know, it's caused a lot of issues through the years. But
like, would you say battle through? Would you say to the point where you just like, you know, when he's wanting that attention or whatever, where sometimes you don't even feel like responding, you're just sort of exhausted with it?
Yeah, you do get to that point. And we did marriage counseling for several years, and part of the problem, it ends up being me because I shut down and I'm not responsive as quickly as he would like and all that. So it can be kind of touchy after several years. And the thought of retiring now is kind of scary for us 24/7.
Are you guys still together?
Well, yes, we are. Yes, our children are grown, and I'm working still, and he's retired. So you're not
stuck in quarantine. You're able to get out of the house and work, and you're worried about the day when you can.
I am, because I work for Almond Roca, which is a food kind of source.
I took it, and
I got to meet this, and I was so excited. But anyway, I just had to comment because I thought, oh my gosh, this sounds like my life.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you.
It doesn't get real easy, but you know, you can work it out with counseling, and you just kind of continue with some counseling. You can make it through if you, you know, because they are the people that get things done. And and we are kind of, you know, quiet and get things done. But it was worth it, I should say.
I appreciate you sharing some of your personal story with us to help out one of our listeners today. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. See, that's not easy. Thank you so much for doing that, Jane and Spanaway. All right, so looking at the percentages here, all the text messages coming in, social media, the phone calls, do we have a makeup or breakup here?
Yes, this is interesting because initially, early on, they were really leaning heavily towards breakup. But as we got further into the conversation, the makeups came out and the makeups barely edged out the breakups. So we're at like 57% makeup, just over the line.
Okay.
So I think people are for them. Let's keep it together.
And listen, if you missed any of makeup or breakup today, you could always go to 98.9thebull.com after the show a little bit when the podcast is up and you can get it all. 98.9thebull.com. Also, hey, if you're having some issues in your relationship, I'm going to stop the music real quick, Claire, so we can get our T's in. But if you're having any issues in your relationship, reach out to me. We'll put you on.